Strange Adventure.
Ben Marlowe stared with burning red-rimmed eyes across the arid, limitless stretches of sand and stone that formed the Kalahari Desert. The diamond hunter knew he was close to death, and the thought of dying of heat and thirst in this desolate region of South Africa frightened him. Over 2 months ago, he had set out with pack mules and supplies to explore the desert for diamonds. He had found several fair-sized stones and had started back. He had reached a waterhole only to find it almost dry. His mules had died of thirst and starvation. He had seen no sign of life for weeks, save for fleeting glimpses of the wild and wary bushman pygmies. He hoped he might come across a party of them now, for they alone knew the secrets of the Kalahari. Suddenly, Ben stopped in his tracks. Near the doorway of his tattered tent sat an old bushman woman, so skinny she seemed like a living skeleton. He ran into his tent and brought out a cup of water. He lifted the cup to her parched lips, but she brushed it aside and pointed her finger. The diamond hunter turned to receive another surprise. In the scant shade of the tent flap, wrapped in dirty rags, lay a bushman baby. The baby gazed curiously at the bronze-bearded man as Ben threw back the coverings and lifted the dark, tiny form. It was a boy of about 2 years of age, a typical waif of the desert, underfed, ill-nourished, and more like some queer animal than a human being. As Ben stooped to place the cup to the baby's lips, he saw a small leather bag tied around each tiny ankle. He removed one of them and opened it.
Good heavens. Diamonds. Big diamonds.
Ben felt a hand on his shoulder and looked up. The old woman stood at his side, pointing to the precious stones, then at the baby. Ben understood. The diamonds were to be his payment for taking care of the baby. The woman's face contorted with pain. Her grasp relaxed as she fell to the ground, dead.
I shan't fail you. I shall do my best to save the child.
For 6 days he trudged doggedly onward, carrying the baby in a crude sling across his back. The child never cried, never complained. It ate the soaked biscuits and sipped eagerly at the water. Ben cut his own rations to provide for his tiny charge. At last he could go no further. It was sunset when he crumpled to the ground, almost dead from thirst and exhaustion. It was past midnight when Ben regained consciousness. The full moon was high as he lifted himself and glanced toward the spot where he had left the baby. He started suddenly. The child had disappeared. Ben struggled to his feet and stared out into the moon-drenched desert, but he could see nothing of the lost child. Then he detected movement near a boulder some distance away and spotted a tiny figure. With a gasp of amazement, Ben recognized the bushman baby coming toward him in the moonlight. In each hand, this son of the wilderness carried a wild desert melon. With a weak cry of joy, Ben staggered forward. The strange animal instinct possessed by the bushman had led the dying child to the melons, and he had brought them back. Their lives had been saved by this tiny orphan of the Kalahari. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Gold at Crater Lake, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.